We're all aware of the devastating impact that bovine TB has had on farmers across England and Wales. On this week's episode of Over the Farm Gate, we'll be taking a look at some of the extra problems that devolution has brought for farmers on the Welsh border. Don't forget to subscribe on your favourite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. I'm Farmers Guardian's Alex Black and I've got Rachel Brown here with me. So Rachel, you've been down in Wales talking to farmers. What have they been telling you?
So I sat down with a group of farmers around a kitchen table on a farm in Wrexham, so just on the border. They were sharing the emotional toll that TB has on their herd, but also as a family. They said that they aren't really being listened to by the Welsh government. They really want to have conversations around the impact that wildlife can have on bovine TB, and they feel like they can't bring that up in meetings. So I've recently been speaking to the Rural Affairs Minister, Leslie Griffiths. The first question I put to her was that she's been invited to farms to come along on TB testing days to see that emotional toll and has failed to turn up yet. And this is what she said.
Joining me now is Minister for Rural Affairs and North Wales, Leslie Griffiths. Leslie, thank you for joining me. The Welsh Government have put emphasis on collaboration, partnerships with farmers and vets and agencies to eradicate bovine TB in Wales. But farmers I've spoken to in Wrexham, the community you represent, say the opposite. They say they aren't being listened to. Some farmers say they've invited you to their farm on TB testing day and you've not turned up. What do you say to those farmers, Leslie?
Well, I've never not turned up for any appointment that's been made. Obviously, a lot of my job is based in Cardiff, but I ensure that I get round to as many farm visits as I can. I think I probably know the farm that you're referring to, which is just outside of my constituency, actually. And I certainly hope to visit there soon because I've had very good conversations with the farmer and with other farmers. I think it is really important that I visit farms and listen to their experience of TB testing. I'm very aware of the impact of bovine TB and, you know, the sort of emotional and financial consequences of the disease, but also the angst that it causes when they know a TB test is coming up. What's really important is that partnership working that you referred to, and it's absolutely very much at the heart of the new TB delivery plan that I introduced recently.
I've spoken to one farmer, they've had TB for 10 years. This year is their 10-year anniversary. And they say the sad reality for them is that they're going to be in TB for the rest of their farming life. What do you make of that? And do you think this TB eradication programme is working for those farmers?
So I do think the programme is working. Obviously, the picture of bovine TB in Wales is ever-changing. But if you look at the long-term trends, there is good progress being made. A few years ago, when I first came into the post, it was very clear that we do have these stubborn, where we're really struggling to get rid of TB from specific farms. And we have bespoke action plans where we worked with farms, put additional support in. But unfortunately, again, the outcomes of those very significant support plans didn't really materialise in the way that we have. We've been out to consultation, so we certainly are listening to farmers, and the consultation that we had has fed into the new TB delivery plan. And I'm sure when farmers look at that plan, they will see, you know, the things they were telling us. So they wanted to see more governance around the boards that looked at the delivery plan. They wanted to see better communication with government. And I certainly think that is an area where we can improve, you know, around the language of the correspondence that they receive from the government. And that's areas that we're certainly looking at.
You mentioned about that communication and listening to farmers. There's been two events that have been hosted where farmers have attended and there hasn't been a Welsh government official there.
I think that's been an oversight. And I know the third event is happening this evening. And there will be the chief veterinary officer. I've personally asked him to attend. I wasn't aware that there hadn't been officials at the previous two meetings. I'm assuming that the invitation was there, but I'm not aware of why they weren't there, whether it was just an oversight. But I have certainly ensured when it was raised with me that people hadn't been represented by Welsh government officials, hadn't been at the previous two meetings. I've ensured that there is someone at the third one.
For some farmers, obviously on the border, you know, they are talking with other farmers who are in England under the England rules where badger culling is allowed. And those farmers, you know, some of them are saying badger culling is effective in reducing bovine TB. Obviously, we know the situation in Wales and badger culling isn't happening. Would ever badger culling be considered under a Welsh government? And is it true that farmers... I mean, I've heard from farmers that they've attended meetings with Welsh government and the conversation around wildlife is not allowed.
I'm not sure about wildlife. Obviously, the programme for government commitment is very clear, and that is that we do not cull badgers. And, you know, we have made steady progress, as I said, towards TB eradication in Wales under the programme, and we continue to build on that. Welsh government has consistently ruled out an English-style wild-scale cull. And as I say, that's now a programme for government commitment, which means that, you know, that was a manifesto commitment on which I and all my Welsh Labour colleagues stood on and were elected 2 years ago. So, you know, that's absolutely a commitment for this term of government. There's another 3 years to go for this term of government. So I would say, yes, that is not going to happen for this term of government. Obviously, the next government will be elected on a manifesto. I can't preempt what will be in anybody or any party's manifesto going forward. I hear what you're saying about England, and obviously we've looked very carefully at what's happening in England, and I get the very latest scientific advice and evidence that's obviously available to me. We have our Badger Found Dead survey here in Wales, and that does provide us with a picture of the disease in the badger population. That informs policy going forward. And as I say, if you look at what's happening in England, I think it's very hard to say that badger culling is making the primary difference. There are other measures that are obviously in place, additional biosecurity advice, for instance. They've had an increased wide-scale testing of the interferon gamma testing in cull areas. Who knows about changes in farmers' behaviour? So I think it's very hard to just put it down to one of the measures. I think you need to ensure that you have a range of measures going forward.
Do you think there's enough support for the mental health side of bovine TB? You know, I've spoken to farmers and the reality of crying at the kitchen table is very much real. And, you know, they say if this was happening in any other industry, that support would be there. But for farmers, they're just left on to kind of crack on with things. Do you think there's enough support there?
No, absolutely. Absolutely the support there. Yeah. Just yesterday, I met with officials to see what additional funding we can give to charities that work on the mental health side of things within the agricultural sector. It's something that I've taken a very keen interest in since I've been in portfolio. I recognise that it can be quite an isolated profession, that sometimes, you know, farmers don't see anybody else for days. So I absolutely have always put a focus on increasing support for mental health services for the agricultural sector. So nobody should be suffering on their own. Support is absolutely there. And as I say, yesterday, I'm trying to see what additional funding in very difficult funding sort of environment at the moment. But I do want to do all I can to make sure that if somebody does want to seek support, additional support, it is absolutely there for them.
You mentioned about the role that vets have to play in terms of that collaboration and partnerships. Farmers that I've spoken to say sometimes they can't get in touch with their case vet, and that leaves them frustrated, extra anxiety. What do you make of that?
Well, I can certainly understand the frustration. It's like when, you know, for a person who wants to get in touch with their doctor, if you can't do that, it's incredibly frustrating. Nobody has raised that specifically with me, but if anybody has any examples of when this has happened, please, you know, my email is freely available. Please do let me know, but nobody has raised that directly with me.
When I've been speaking to farmers, the one thing that they want to change is to make it easier to sell calves. It's very difficult for those herds are in a breakdown to be able to sell calves freely. There's a lot of legislation around it, a lot of delays in moving calves off farm. Would you look to review that?
Well, we can certainly look to review it, but we know informed purchasing is very important in our fight against TB. Well, we go back to what we were saying about partnership working. So government can't do on this on their own, and I don't think farmers and the agricultural sector can do it on its own either. It's about that partnership working. But one area, you know, I've been very keen to ensure that informed purchasing is right at the fore of a farmer's mind and consideration when they are buying cattle in. And it's the same when you are selling cattle too. I put funding into livestock markets so that the advice and the information that would be needed to ensure that a farmer is making informed purchasing decisions was freely available. As I say, it goes both ways, but certainly through the consultation, you know, that was something that was raised and we looked at when we brought the new 5-year delivery plan forward.
Some farmers are also saying that they want reviews within the compensation scheme. I've spoken to one farmer that is a pedigree herd, and they really, really struggle to get a good price for their herd now that they're struck down in TB.
Compensation was an area that we did ask for views in the consultation. It certainly was an area where we had lots of responses. Obviously, we have to compensate for TB. You know, if a farmer has TB on their farm, and that's absolutely right, it's public money, so I have to ensure that it, you know, fair prices are paid. I've always ensured that farmers are very aware if they have a pedigree cattle that they perhaps need to look for insurance as well, because clearly, you know, there has to be a cap on compensation, and we're certainly looking at the rates now, which is what farmers told us they wanted us to do during the consultation.
You mentioned that the chief veterinary officer is going to that meeting tonight. Given that it's in Wrexham, did you not want to attend, Leslie?
I wasn't invited. It wouldn't be usual for a minister to attend an event like that. I'm not in Wrexham this evening, as I said to you when we were just at the beginning of this conversation. So, you know, as I say, I wasn't aware of the invitation in relation to the, I think it's three meetings that have been held. My diary is planned, as you can imagine, some time in advance, so it's not always easy just because I, you know, it is my home and I do live in Wrexham and I will be in the constituency tomorrow, but I'm not always in Wrexham, unfortunately. I have to go around the country, so I wasn't aware of the invitation. I don't think I was personally invited. It would be usual for officials to attend, and I was disappointed to hear that officials haven't attended. As soon as I was made aware of it, as I say, I ensured, and the chief veterinary officer is very happy to attend that meeting this evening.
Some farmers say that they are tired of hearing that, you know, TB isn't a problem in North Wales, and there's a lot of attention around eradicating TB in South Wales, but actually North Wales, you know, there is that high incidence area, and a lot of farmers saying that TB is getting worse in North Wales.
So there's two things. I don't think I've ever said anything about specifically about South Wales. I mean, obviously there was a, we don't use the word hotspots, I don't think anymore, but when I came into post, there was certainly a hotspot in Pembrokeshire that was being dealt with by my predecessor, and obviously I picked that up. But I don't think personally I ever, I mean, the Minister for North Wales as well, I'm from North Wales, I would never ever say that. What I will say is there were areas in Wales, and look, obviously looking at Anglesey, where we didn't have any incidents of TB, and now we have. So we need to look very carefully at how that has happened, and also where we've seen the increased incidence of TB. We've looked into why, you know, that is happening. And I go back to what I was saying, it's biosecurity is obviously incredibly important, but that informed purchasing is as well. And it's really important that farmers recognise that. No, I'm not blaming, I'm just saying we have to work in partnership. And there are areas where Welsh Government take the lead, and there are areas where farmers take the lead. And one area is to make sure that they are doing informed purchasing. And that's why, I, as I say, I gave that funding to make sure as much information about cattle was available before a farmer buys.
Farmers say that they are very confused at the moment with lots of different messaging coming their ways, obviously changing rules, some inconsistency of messaging from vets or when they're talking to advisors or through the Welsh Government. You know, this is quite overwhelming for farmers at a time that, you know, this climate is very tricky for them. And then to be hit with bovine TB as well. Do you think there is enough sympathy and empathy for farmers?
Well, I certainly hope so. I mean, support and advice and guidance is very important. We've got Farming Connect here in Wales, which our neighbours in England look over the border with envy. I think if you ask any farmer, they think Farming Connect is a really good source of information, and we've continued to provide that support and advice. I think clarity and, you know, ease of understanding guidance and regulations is really important, and that's, you know, I go back to what I'm saying. You know, anyone who's unclear about any regulations, whether it be in relation to agricultural pollution, whether it be in relation to TB or any other disease or any other issue, you know, that advice and support and guidance is absolutely available. There's websites, there's Farming Connect. We have a dedicated technical helpline for summer areas, so agricultural pollution, for instance. You know, please use them. They're there to be used. And I go back to what I was saying right at the beginning, one of your first questions. You know, mental health support is available too. So nobody should be sitting worrying on their own. There's lots of support and advice available.
For those farmers that have invited you to come on the farm and see the impact that bovine TB is having on them and invited you to TB testing days, will you commit to going to them?
Well, I've already been to several. I mean, as I say, the one that I think you're specifically talking about, that's going to be in the diary. I'm very happy if I can, but you know, as I say, my job Monday to Thursday primarily has to be in Cardiff. I'm also the Trefnid, which is like leader of the house. So, you know, on business days, I have to be here, but I get out and about as much as I can. Just during the Easter recess, you know, I had a couple of days of farm visits. There was not specifically in relation to TB areas, but there are lots of other areas that farmers want to talk to me about as well. I've introduced the agricultural bill. We go through to stage three a week on Tuesday. I'm bringing forward the sustainable farming scheme, which will replace the basic payment scheme. You know, that's taken a considerable amount of work as well over the past couple of years. So I'm very happy to look at any invitation from any farmer at any time.
Leslie, where do you see the future of bovine TB in Wales? Do you think we'll get to a point that we will eradicate it?
Yes, I do. We've got the target of 2041. We want to be TB-free Wales by 2041. And all the plans that we have and the recent announcement of the five-year delivery plan builds on what's already in place to set a course to make further progress towards having that TB-free Wales by 2041. We'll be looking along the way, we'll be reviewing it. So every 6 years, we'll be reviewing it because I think it's really important that we know if we're on the right track or not, because it's no point, you know, blindly following something that's not going to take us to a TB-free Wales by 2041.
Do you think there's a role to play to educate the wider public, the non-farmers, about bovine TB?
I think there's a wider role to play in educating the public about all aspects of agriculture. I think perhaps the pandemic helped a little bit in that way. People suddenly started to realise where their food came from when they saw the empty shelves on supermarkets. One thing I remember, one of my very first conversations with the farming unions when I came into post was about the role I think they have in educating the public where their food comes from, the role of a farmer. And certainly when we left the European Union, you know, one of the things that I was really keen to make sure farmers understood was that the funding for the basic payment scheme just landed from Brussels in our budget. No scrutiny, went straight out. And then suddenly when we leave the European Union, so the funding for the sustainable farming scheme now will be scrutinised in a way that it wasn't for the basic payment scheme. And that's why I think it is really important that people understand the role of a farmer. They don't just produce food. Of course, that's a primary function, but they look after our beautiful landscape. People come to Wales to see our beautiful landscape. Who do they think looks after that? Who are the guardians of that? It's our farmers. And I think, you know, the education of the general public, if you like, in relation to farming is something that I've been very keen to see. It's great when you go on farms. I was in a farm in Mid Wales and they've got a whole primary school class on the farm learning about farming. And you can just see those children, you know, perhaps didn't understand where milk came from or, you know, where meat comes from. It's really important that they educate them in that way. And it's great to see farmers, you know, engaging with schools in that way.
Thank you so much for your time, Minister.
Thank you to the Rural Affairs Minister there, Leslie Griffiths, for chatting to me. I just wanted to end this really to urge any farmers listening to this podcast, as you heard there, the Minister wants to hear from you. If you have concerns that you can't get in touch with your case vet, if you have worries that TB is not being handled properly, or you have suggestions on how policies could change here in Wales, then please do get in touch with her. Her email address is on her website.
And we're going to be talking with farmers around the country in the coming weeks about their experiences with TB, so stay tuned for more on that. We've also got some exciting news coming up at FG with a redesign of our website and some new membership packages. So make sure you check out our website in the coming weeks and let us know what you think of it. That's it for this week's episode of Over the Farm Gate. We'll be back with another episode next Friday. Thank you very much for listening and goodbye for now.